Hillary Clinton has been making her case to Democratic primary voters that she's the progressive candidate who can win. But her support for gay marriage raises a thorny question that has dogged her for years. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein has been covering Hillary Clinton for 16 years and dug back into the tape archives to unravel a question that is central to her quest to be president.
Hillary Clinton recently sat down for an interview with MSNBC host Rachel Maddow, one of the nation's most famous lesbian broadcasters. A little bit in, a sore subject came up: President Bill Clinton and his signing of the Defense of Marriage Act. DOMA banned federal benefits for gay partners and prevented states from recognizing other states' gay marriages. Hillary Clinton said her husband had signed it to prevent something worse: a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage.
Occasionally I would, you know, chime in and talk about, you can't be serious, you can't be serious. But they were. And so in a lot of ways, DOMA was a line that was drawn that was to prevent going further.
It was a defensive action.
It was a defensive action.
Within 24 hours, Bernie Sanders was seizing on those words during a campaign stop in Iowa.
Now today, some are trying to rewrite history by saying they voted for one anti-gay law to stop something worse. That's not the case. There was a small minority in the House opposed to discriminating against our gay brothers and sisters, and I am proud that I was one of those members.
This dispute over the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, it's Hillary versus Bernie in a nutshell. Is it better to go all in at every moment in history, or is it better to pull your punches sometimes for a larger good? And can you trust Hillary Clinton to do what she believes, or will she only do what is politically expedient? The fight over DOMA is Exhibit A in that dispute. Elizabeth Burch ran the nation's largest gay rights group, the Human Rights Campaign, in 1996. That year, only 27% of Americans supported gay marriage. She says Republicans were looking to drive what she called a deep, poison-piercing wedge between Clinton and his gay supporters, hoping to block his reelection.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. We were furious. It was devastating.
It was a difficult day.
Richard Socarides worked at the White House as President Clinton's gay advisor.
But there's a lot at stake in a presidential election, you know? I mean, it was not a tough choice to decide, do you want the guy who's signing this reluctantly because he feels he has to protect his political flank, or do you want to, by your inaction, help elect the person who's proposing it?
I also lived through the fight over the Defense of Marriage Act. At the time, I'd been an out lesbian for about 10 years, and I was a reporter at the New York Observer covering the 1996 campaign. 4 years later, I found myself covering Hillary Clinton's run for U.S. Senate. Her views on DOMA were a lingering mystery. I got a chance to ask her about them on her first extended Q&A with reporters on a cold January day, right after she'd moved to Chappaqua.
I am having a wonderful time. I was there last night and working to open more boxes. I'm still moving things from the White House.
I asked if she were a senator, would she vote against DOMA?
The Defense of Marriage Act has already been before the Senate. What I'm concerned about is what's going to happen at the state level.
I pressed, did you agree with Mr. Clinton on DOMA or not?
He was against it. Yeah, I agree with that. But it's moot. It's already been through the Senate.
He signed it
because it was something that the Congress said, you know, take it or leave it. You're going to have to do it. And they would have passed it over as veto.
So I asked her, why do you oppose gay marriage?
Marriage has got a historic, religious, and moral content that goes back to the beginning of time. And I think a marriage is as a marriage has always been, between a man and a woman, and that's what I believe.
To be fair, at the time, not one major elected official in either party supported gay marriage. Clinton won the election, and still stopping short of marriage, she became a vigorous defender of gay rights. By the 2006 Gay Pride Parade, the love was palpable.
I love you. I've been wanting to meet you for so long, you have no idea.
Thank you so much!
In 2008, during her first run for president, pretty much all the Democrats, including Barack Obama, were for civil unions but against same-sex marriage. It wasn't until the following year that Bernie Sanders came out for gay marriage, just as his own state was making it legal. That's right about when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was equating gay rights with human rights all over the world. And then, back as a private citizen in March 2013, she came out in support of marriage. Terry Gross of Fresh Air grilled her over the shift. Here's an excerpt.
So just to clarify, just one more question on this. Would you say your view evolved since the 90s or that the American public evolved allowing you to state your real view?
I think I'm an American. I think we have all evolved. And it's been one of the fastest, most sweeping transformations.
No, I understand,
I'm
but a lot
aware.
Of people already believed in it back in the 90s. A lot of
but
people
not,
already supported it.
To be fair, Terry, not that many. Yes, were there activists who were ahead of their time? Well, that was true in every human rights and civil rights movement. But the vast majority of Americans were just waking up to this issue and what is such an
I'm just
important
trying to clarify
issue.
So I can understand.
No, I don't think you are trying to clarify. I think you're trying to say that, you know, I used to be opposed and now I'm in favor and I did it for political reasons. And that's just flat wrong. So let me just state what I feel like you are implying and repudiate it. I have a strong record. I have a great commitment to this issue, and I am proud of what I've done and the progress we're making.
Whatever she thought before, now Hillary is all in. When she announced her campaign on Roosevelt Island, she talked about gay marriage three times. Elizabeth Birch, the 1990s gay rights leader who felt so betrayed by Bill Clinton, has nothing but praise for Hillary now.
Despite the back and forth on this particular issue, Hillary Clinton has emerged as one of the most powerful global voices on LGBT rights. And at the end of the day, what matters is now.
9 days after the U.S. Supreme Court legalized marriage in all 50 states, I married my partner of 27 years. A week later, back from the festivities, I was covering Hillary Clinton at a speech in Manhattan. Afterwards, I went down to record her conversations as she shook hands with the audience. Usually, I'm ignored.
Hey, Andrea, congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you.
That is so great.
What a difference 16 years makes. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.